Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the sun in Aquarius. So if anyone born 30 days after the winter solstice to 60 days after the winter solstice, from late January to late February, will have sun in Aquarius. There's a 30-day time period when that can happen. And it's locating you in the seasonal cycle that is also around the time of the cross quarter, the halfway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. And also, the other thing to know about this seasonal time is it's when the days are beginning to really lengthen noticeably. So from the point of the winter solstice, where the days are shortest and the nights are longest, and then there's that turning point at the exact solstice point. The days slowly begin to lengthen, not really that noticeable until we get to the time of Aquarius. And then we begin to notice, hey, it's light longer in the day, and that's a great time. And another imagery to connect with this is the seed. If you think of the seed, the Capricorn point as the seed point where everything that has ever been is contained with the seed, and with everything that is yet to be is contained within the seed. So this, the wisdom that is within the seeds. And when we plant those seeds at the winter solstice, then they begin to stir and to break open, and the tiny shoots begin to explore new territory in the time of Aquarius. And that's a brilliant way of understanding the Aquarius energy. It's innovative. It's creative. It's in the mental realm. It's an air sign. It's exploring and seeking new ways of being in the world that are maybe haven't been thought of before, thinking the thoughts that have never been thought kind of thing. So the style of operation for someone with sun in Aquarius is really meant to come from a place of a cosmic perspective, a bigger point of view, a big picture, working with brilliant ideas, innovative ways, innovative ideas that are evolutionary, that help to further the evolutionary process, that take us into new territory. And so when this sun sign is combined with, say, Saturn either conjunct, square, or opposite the sun, or maybe Capricorn rising, or Capricorn strongly on in one of the personal planets, the moon, Venus, Mars, or Mercury, then it's an interesting combination, because Capricorn, very practical, knows how things work and how to get things done, isn't necessarily thinking of new ways to do it, wants, but is interested in the most efficient and effective way to practically, create systems and ways of doing things and living life most effectively. And when you add Aquarius to it, it really brings in this aspect of the brilliant ideas and innovation that can happen. And then the Capricorn part can really help to practically institute or utilize these ideas. So those two archetypes can actually work very well together, even though they may not really speak the same language initially. So I find it a fascinating sort of integration of those particular archetypes. Virgo this way too. I have seen people with, say, a Virgo rising and Aquarius sun, or Venus in Aquarius, or some other part of their chart that is activating the Aquarian Virgo, say, thing. And Aquarius Virgo they don't really see each other in the archetypal realm. They're very different. It kind of need to create an alchemy. But same thing with Capricorn. If the innovative ideas, if the earth signs can really connect in with those innovative ideas and aren't just stuck in the ways that they've been doing things and only willing to see it like, saying, well, it works this way, so why would we want to change it? And to really be tuned into the visionary qualities that Aquarius can bring in, then those things can work really well together. Someone with an Aquarius sun may be eccentric, may be really interested in unusual things, innovative things that are helping to further evolution. That's really the intention. So higher truth, higher love, egalitarian ideals are part of the Aquarian realm, and really giving a flavor to everything that they would do through that perspective. So adding a visionary energy to whatever other archetypes are on the chart. Another thing that can be really interesting is, say, Pisces or Cancer in combination with an Aquarius sun. Because if somebody, say, has Venus in Pisces or a Pisces moon, and then they have a lot of empathy and compassion, but can maybe get so involved in that process that it can be helpful, because Aquarius has the ability to detach and step back and get that bigger picture view or that wider point of view, that can really help those who get maybe too immersed in the emotional realm. So having an Aquarius sun can be very helpful in that case. As well. So the challenge sometimes can be if a person has a sun sign, say a man has an Aquarius sun and he has Mars in Pisces. So his masculine identity is to really learn to be compassionate. And yet, if he had an Aquarius sun with, say, maybe a Sagittarius moon or a Gemini moon or something like that, this is not a familiar realm for him. It's not an easy place for him to go into the feeling realm and to have empathy and compassion for others. So it can sometimes take longer to figure out how to get, you know, it'd be easier to live from the sun sign than from the position of the Mars. So these are just, again, some ideas about how we integrate the understanding of the sun sign into the larger part of the chart. So again, the innovative, creative, experimental, avant-garde, eccentric operation from a cosmic perspective are some of the qualities of someone burning Aquarius fuel.